Johnson Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Those who fought and died in war are remembered this Memorial Day weekend, especially by veterans like Harry Miller. He served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
I wasn't scared until they started shooting at us.
Miller spoke in the nation's capital. President Trump spoke at West Point's graduation yesterday.
The job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows to transform foreign cultures. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America anywhere, anytime, and any place.
More than 1,000 cadets are now second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. It has been 5 years since the police killing of George Floyd.
There are several events remembering Floyd this weekend, and activists say more police reform is needed.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A group of Pierce County residents is pushing back against the expansion of Ridge Breeze Dairy. It would quadruple in size. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Local business owner Larry Brenner says his home, land, and business is about a mile below the hill the dairy sits on. He says that makes him and tributaries like the Rush River that runs next to his property especially vulnerable to things like manure runoff and accidents.
That river is where my grandpa's land flowed through. So the fact that I now have a piece of that river flowing through my property, it's very special. And boy, it's threatened.
Brenner says the expansion could result in almost 80 million gallons of untreated manure annually, potentially affecting water sources and causing increased odor issues and noise from hundreds of manure trucks. Janelle Ludwig Kraus with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin lives about 20 minutes from Ridge Breeze. Kraus's mother has terminal cancer, and she lost her brother to depression 8 years ago. She said when she learned that these conditions could be caused by exposure to carcinogens like those used to treat manure, she was horrified.
Manure contains large amounts of nitrogen, which is a probable carcinogen. The odors that come from the manure can increase anxiety and depression, and this really hit me close to home.
Grow Wisconsin says they expect the expansion will be paused until the contested case hearing is resolved. In the meantime, they will continue to work with local communities to get more operations ordinances passed to help better regulate the agribusiness. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was a pitcher's duel in Pittsburgh. The Pirates' Mitch Keller against the Brewers' Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois. The game tied at one apiece, so why did manager Pat Murphy pull Priester in the sixth inning and replace him with Tyler Alexander?
You'll see on the injury report he's got a blister on his right finger that he was nursing since the fourth inning, but he was fine. He threw the ball good. Blister was getting bad there in the last inning, and we didn't want to risk that being the difference. So we felt like we're all unanimous. We felt like Alexander could get the bottom of the order. And even if he had to pitch to Cruz, he could make a pitch.
But instead, the Pirates' big O'Neill Cruz knocked one deep to right center field, a triple that drove in the go-ahead run. Pirates winning 2-1. That four-game series wrapping up today. We'll have an update tonight. Tomorrow, the Brewers are back at home against the Boston Red Sox on Memorial Day. And Packers quarterback Jordan Love will be there to throw out the first pitch. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light winds at highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as chilly as what we've experienced Sunday morning. Temperatures in the lower 40s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Currently 46 degrees.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The music of the stars is on the air. It's a Memorial Day weekend. With a salute to the ladies, too, and the buglers, and the riveters, and the canine, everybody. Wishing you all a contemplative Memorial Day. The Sisters Andrew.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a tootie, a tootie blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
music of the stars. Buck Privates, Bud Abbott, Lou Costello.
Congress passes the first peacetime selective service training act in the history of the nation. President Roosevelt signs the draft bill, an epical step in national defense. Impressive ceremonies. Secretary of War Stimson is blindfolded, draws the first number from 9,000 sealed capsules.
The first number drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
And the youth of America prepare to become peacetime buck privates.
On the left.
You play soldier.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello with Buck Private's classic film on Universal. And from that picture came this song. The Andrews Sisters.
Change your name to mine.
When will that be?
One day,
then what will you do?
I'll come and say to you, dear, happy the bride that the sun shines on today. Then what a wonderful wedding there will be one day in May. What a very, very wonderful day for you and me, dear. Church bells will chime. In apple blossom time.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Detail, halt! Get back there. You first four men. Right, face. Forward, march. Detail, halt! Left, face. Order, arms! You four men are undoubtedly the dumbest numbskulls I've ever had the misfortune of drilling. Private Smith, fall out. Smith, you seem to know what this is all about. I want you to take over these men and drill them for half an hour and see if you can sweat some sense into them. I'm exhausted. Rest of you men, follow me. Forward, forward!
Dick, put my gun in the
left. Attention!
This army life was best. Now she's someone else's wife, and I'll be marching the rest of my life. Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
A one.
Two, three, four.
A two.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
The captain rides in a jeep.
You're right.
Sergeant rides in a truck.
You're right.
General rides in a limousine, but we're just out of luck.
You're right.
Sound off. Sound off. The hands are up, the chest are out, the arms are swinging and gay to come. Sound off,
hip,
hop, sound off.
Rum and roll of Cudahy.
Detail, halt! Left, face! Order, arms! You four men are undoubtedly the dumbest numbskulls I've ever had the misfortune of drilling. Private Smith, fall out. Smith, you seem to know what this is all about. I want you to take over these men and drill them for half an hour and see if you can sweat some sense into them. I'm exhausted.
Rest of you men, follow me. Forward! Forward!
Dick, put my gun in the
left. Left! Attention!
Never mind that.
That's my pal. Big man, he's a captain.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Uh-huh.
Wipe it off!
Quiet! Quiet! What are you doing?
Talking to myself.
Well, don't talk so loud.
Well, I gotta hear what I gotta say.
Quiet! Come off.
One, two, three, four. Bingo!
Now you behave yourself. Do you understand? I won't warn you again. Get your chins up. Get your chest out. Throw out your chest. Get your chest out. Throw it out.
I'm not through with it yet.
Quiet!
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie. Brrr, the riveter, doo-doo-doo-doo. Everyone stops to admire the scene. Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittery, nervous, or jittery.
I'm Rosie, the riveter.
What if she smeared full of oil and grease, doing her bit for the old and lease? She keeps the gang around, they love to hang around Rosie.
That's me, the riveter.
Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her extra cash in national defense. Oh, when they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter gal.
While other girls attend their favorite cocktail bar, sipping dry martinis, munching caviar, there's a girl who's really putting them to shame.
Rosie is her name. Old Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her cash into national defense. Old Senator Jones, who was in the know, shouted these words on the radio. Berlin will hear about, Moscow will cheer about Rosie. Rosie. Rosie the riveter gal.
One, two, three, four. Bingo.
Now you behave yourself. Do you understand? I won't warn you again. Get your chins up. Get your chest out. Throw out your chest. Get your chest out. Throw it out.
I'm not through with it yet.
Quiet. Right.
Cordial greetings of your 5th Army. The 5th Army Band was directed by Chief Warrant Officer B.G. Cook. This is Specialist 4 Jack Harry speaking. Your engineer was Robert Oates Jordan. This program was produced by Colonel Edwin W. Richardson and came from Chicago. We'll be right back.
in their unique style of marching. One of John Philip Sousa's best-known marches, The Stars and Stripes Forever.
United States Marine Corps Band. Did you know that has lyrics? Hang tight.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a sharp shooting, flag saluting guy. I never picked a fight, but when I'm in the right, just stick around and watch the feathers fly. Since Uncle Sammy dressed me up in khaki, I figure I must be in his employ. So instead of herding sheep, I'm a cowboy on a jeep. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy. Hide up there, Jeep.
Squad's right. Squad's right.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, hard-riding, law-abiding guy. This army life, you see, just fits me to a T. For Uncle Sam, I'd gladly do or die. Since folks around the hills all quit their feuding, a good old scrap is something I'll enjoy. We're 100 million strong, it ain't gonna take us long. I'm a hillbilly Yankee doodle boy. Just sound your bugle calls and bring on those cannonballs. I'm a hillbilly Yankee doodle boy.
That's Texas Jim Lewis with the Hoosier Hotshots. The Marines. The Merchant Marines. Music of the Star. Glenn Miller, an orchestra.
Bombardier were ready for a trip. The navigator checked his course and climbed aboard the ship. But there was someone missing, so they all began to call for the very, very, very most important one of all.
Hail the man, the gun, Vince the sky. Lift your old chapeau to each and every guy. To his courage in the blue and the things he learned to do. He's a part of a team and right on the beam for you and you and you. Hail the men that man the guns in the sky. Toast the men with wings as they go thundering high. Everyone's a lucky seven and they give them good from heaven. Hail the men that man the guns in the sky.
Glenn Miller and orchestra. King Charles.
It is now 80 years since my grandfather, King George VI, announced to the nation and the Commonwealth that the dreadful shadow of war has passed from our hearths and our homes. The liberation of Europe was secured. His words echo down through history, as all this week, and especially today, we unite to celebrate and remember with an unwavering and heartfelt gratitude the service and sacrifice of the wartime generation who made that hard-fought victory possible. While our greatest debt is owed to all those who paid the ultimate price, we should never forget how the war changed the lives of virtually everyone. Now, as then, we are united in giving utmost thanks to all those who served in the armed forces, the uniformed services, the home front, indeed all the people of this country, the Commonwealth, and beyond.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
On Memorial Day, we pause to remember those members of our armed forces who have preserved our liberty and our freedom by making the supreme sacrifice. While we Americans traditionally celebrate this day with picnics and parades, and while we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans who, while wearing our country's uniform, fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
Thank you.
clouds, in passing crowds, there's you. I see your eyes in blue and starry skies. Your laughter sings, the memory clings. Part of me, I close my eyes and feel you in the heart of me. Honestly, there is no night can hide you from my sight. In dreams you see, I'll always be.
Here's Johnny Mercer. That was Doris Day.
I jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack Bass, the G.I. jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make us the loot. After you wash and dress, more or
oh, let's see. Okay. What happened was I got a damaged record. Okay, so then that happens. Not often, thankfully. The music of the stars. Let's see. Let's get Doris Day back up on the Emerald Spotlight.
Told us where we stand, and Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace it came from.
You're the one who said didn't you know?
Edith Gourmet and Picture for the Boys with James Caan and Bette Midler right here.
Chicest Couple, Eddie Sparks and Dixie Leonard.
I remember you.
I'd like to say that
you're the one who made my dreams come true.
You're usually dead,
a few
without a head.
This is a goal.
And lots of natives are picking their teeth with your bones.
I remember too.
Oh, what a dream.
Distant bell.
It comes at night and taunts
and
me.
Stars that fell.
And like your jokes,
like
it
rain
haunts me until
out of the
I'm blue as your face as the breath leaves you.
When my life is through,
I'll jump for joy.
And the angels ask me to recall
the jump and a heel,
the thrill of it all.
Who's the biggest schlemiel?
Then I will tell them I remember.
So, it's my birthday coming up.
Yeah, I know, Eddie.
But what do you give a guy that's got everything?
Penicillin.
Hey, Dix, you ever been married?
Oh, yeah, Eddie, twice.
Children?
No, silly. Grown men. Tell me, Eddie, what's the most romantic thing a woman ever said to you?
Are you sure you're not a cop?
Then I will tell them I remember.
James Caan and Bette Midler for the Boys. A salute to the USO. The music
well,
of the stars.
Direct from the convent, the wonderful Miss Dixie Leonard. Well, hi.
Are you trying to get into my flax suit, honey?
I'm just trying to debrief you.
I want some hugging and some squeezing and some hugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there.
Dixie sang the songs.
It's a bunch of horny guys. I mean, how are you gonna lose, right?
In that case, let me add them.
Eddie told the jokes.
2 hours along with you, that boy deserves a purple heart.
Well, it was purple, all right, but I don't think it was his heart.
And for over 50 years together,
the two of you are going to be bigger than Burns and Allen. Bigger than Hope and Crosby.
The battle between them never ended.
You got a toilet for a mouth, and I don't appreciate it.
Him and Hitler, they probably have the same agent.
But neither did the magic.
Just relax and follow my lead.
Yeah, right off a cliff.
You just let me teach you, and nothing will stop us. We'll be bigger than all of them.
So tell me about this Korean place.
It's a tropical paradise.
On behalf of our fighting men and women everywhere, you're doing a magnificent job.
P.S. I love you.
Alone in the dark with thousands of men. There is a God after all.
They did it for the laughter. They did it for the tears. But most of all, they did it for the boys.
Come on, sweetheart, sing!
Well, if you feel that way about it.
And baby, you done it. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging, squeezing, mugging, teasing, and some stuff like that there. I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
I. My mother will stop to worry.
Beautiful, watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better stay.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on
you
while
know, the
I'm
neighbors
home.
Might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
What's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight better. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I have to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I
what's
tried.
The
I really can't
baby,
stay.
Baby,
but it's cold outside.
James Caan.
Absolutely unselfish friend that a man can have in this selfish world. The one that never deserts him. The one that never proves ungrateful or treacherous is his dog. A fella's dog will stand by him in prosperity or poverty, in health or in sickness. He will sleep on the cold ground where the winter winds blow and the snow drives fiercely. If only he can be near his master's side. He'll kiss the hand that has no food to offer. He guards the sleep of his pauper master as if he were a prince. When all other friends desert, well, that dog remains. When riches take wings and reputations fall to pieces, he is as constant in his love as the sun is in its journey through the heavens. Now, if misfortune drives the master forth, an outcast in the world, friendless and homeless, the faithful dog asks no higher privilege than to just be with him to guard against danger and to fight against his enemies. And when the last scene of all comes, and death takes the master in its embrace, and his body is laid away in the cold ground, no matter if all other friends pursue their way, there by the graveside will the noble dog be found. His head between his paws, his eyes sad, but open in alert watchfulness. faithful and true, even in death.
Walter Brennan.
I'm just going to let you get on with it because we like surprises. Good luck.
Now, we all think our dogs are magical, but Finn truly is, and for more than one reason. David, I'd like you to think of an object and write that word down. Don't show me. Have you done that?
Yes.
Hold it up to your chest. Come and join us at the front of the stage.
Hey, I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. You see, sir, I'm a blind boy. Yes, I am. I'd like to do my part to show what's in my heart and help my country win this war that we are in. My rover, he can hear a mile away, and he can see at night as well as day. I told my dog goodbye. I don't mean it if I cry. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam.
I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. They say that he can enlist just like a man. We've walked since early morn, way out on the farm, when we heard on the air they need dogs over there. I've never seen old glory wave above, but still I know she's there for me to love.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The director of the UN World Food Program says millions in Sudan are facing near starvation conditions.
Sudan is the largest humanitarian crisis on the planet right now, and we've got to pay attention to it.
Cindy McCain spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. She also addressed the food crisis in Gaza. President Trump marked this Memorial Day weekend by delivering the commencement address at the West Point Military Academy.
We're getting rid of the distractions and we're focusing our military on its core mission, crushing America's adversaries.
Cryptocurrency investor John Waltz is accused of kidnapping and other crimes to get a man's Bitcoin password.
Waltz is accused of torturing the man, repeatedly shocking the victim with electric wires, cutting his leg with a saw, and forcing him to smoke crack cocaine.
CBS News New York reporter Alicia Reed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.